Hello and welcome to Love Samantha Lee, the More Than Just Pretty podcast. I'm your host, Samantha Lee, and here we explore love, life, spirituality, and relationships through the lens of real beauty, the kind that begins the moment you decide to be unapologetically yourself. Join us as we dive into heartfelt discussions that challenge, inspire, and connect. Are you ready to embrace your true self? Let's begin. Y'all, let me just start by saying that there is a lot of opposition to what I'm about to talk about today. I do not know why. I'm going to let the spirit move. But there has been opposition. Like, it's taken me at least 5 recordings to get this thing right. And I'm gonna trust God on this one. I'm like, listen, God, I don't even have time to go back and do this a 5th time. So we're going to make this thing. We're going to ride this pony till the wheels fall off. You hear me? So today, you guys, I'm going to be transparent about some things I don't normally do, right? I've tried to be very, I don't know how to describe it, but I haven't really ever done this. And so I'm going to break down a moment that I had this morning that I feel like God is going to use. And I'm praying and I'm hoping that God uses it. So y'all, let me start off by this. So I was driving, I was going to train this morning. I train a couple times a week and I was on my way. And on my way, I normally listen to my pastor, Real Talk Kim. I listen to her speak. She usually goes live by 8 and does a prayer call and I like to listen in. And I went on and I saw something on the internet that infuriated me. And y'all, was boiling up on the inside. I had so many different thoughts that happened simultaneously. But in that same 2 minutes, I remembered my conviction. I remember my conviction that I've kind of memorized the scripture associated with my conviction, which is Romans 12. And it says, do not seek revenge. Instead, leave room for God's wrath, for it is written in his mind to avenge, I will repay. If your enemy is hungry, you feed them. If they're thirsty, you give them something to drink. In doing this, you heap burning coals on their head. You do not overcome evil by doing evil. You overcome evil by doing good. And I know we live in a culture that's very much about exposing people, very much about, you know, I don't know, just trying to reveal text messages, going on lives and just blasting people that have hurt you. Like, we live in a completely different world where there's not really much integrity or character. And a lot of people, as soon as they're upset with you, they feel the license to, you know, spread things about you, say negative things about you. And people want to hear a good story. They don't care if it's true or not. They're not looking into what was said. There's no journalistic integrity. So all they do is hear a hot topic and they basically go with it and spread it like it's the gospel. And, you know, a lot of times you have to, as someone that, you know, has a conviction, a spiritual conviction, well, myself, you have to say, no, I'm not going to do it. I'm going to trust God. The thing that people don't talk about is that when you decide to not defend yourself, when your natural instinct, your flesh, is to defend yourself, you have a physical reaction to it. This morning I had such a physical reaction to it. I wanted to throw up. My hands were shaking. My mind was just spinning. I was just angry, on edge. And I didn't really know what to do. Didn't know what to do. I'm not going to lie. I did not know what to do. I'm driving and I'm like, I'm not going to listen to anything. I'm just going to pray. That was a decision that I made. And I think it was a wise one. But I just prayed and I said, God, listen, I need you right now. I'm angry. I'm livid. I'm mad. I don't know what to do with this. You've asked me to go about it this way. You've asked me to do things a certain way. And I'm trying. I'm really, really trying. I've tried over and over again. And sometimes I feel like some of the things I face is unfair because I'm trying so hard. to do this the right way. I'm trying so hard to please you with the way that I've gone about things. I could have gone about things a million different ways. And I've chosen your way. And I want to know why I'm going through this. I don't know what to do. I know what I want to do. And I know what you've called me to do, but the in-between of those things is very challenging. You're asking a woman from New Jersey to not do what I was ultimately bred to do, which is fight back and trust you. Sometimes, you guys, it's very hard to do that. It's very hard to take the higher road. It's very hard to not defend. I think people on the internet space especially, they think it's just, oh, you just don't have anything to say. You just don't do this. You know, they assume that because you're not fighting back, that means, you know, that's admitting in it, you're innocent, you know, you're guilty or whatever. They just think it's like, no, it's not guilty or innocent. It's a conviction. It's a conviction. It's a desire to please my God over people. And I have taken the fall for that. I've tried to take the higher road. I've probably done it over and over and over again. I'll tell you, sometimes it's exhausting. But as I was praying and I was asking God to enter into that space, enter into that moment with me, knowing that he's not calling me to blast anybody, knowing that anybody that's blasting anybody on the internet is not God calling them to do that. It's them. It's them making a decision to enact their own vengeance. But I trust God. And if I say that I trust God, vengeance is his. I've been exposed to people that, you know, I see on the internet space where they're, you know, exposing people in the name of Jesus. And I don't believe in that. Jesus never exposed anybody. That's our ultimate model. He didn't sit and say, well, they lying and I'm not this and you did that. And blah, blah. No, he went even to death. He never defended himself. He allowed them to think whatever they wanted to think about them. And he trusted that God's plan would be greater than anything he could ever imagine. He understood that the will of his Father was greater than a moment of quote unquote vindicating yourself to people who don't want to understand you, who want to see you in a certain light, who are committed to seeing you in a certain light. And I've decided that even if that's the truth, even if I'm facing that type of opposition, that's not going to stop me. That's what the enemy wants to use, but with the God that I serve on the internet, with the God that I serve, my God is not on the internet. Thank you, Jesus. He might use the internet, but he ain't on it. But anyway, long story short, but on the internet space, no matter what I am doing, I am not going to stop. Not going to stop. I'm going to trust God and I'm going to keep pushing forward. I'm going to continue to walk in what he's called me to do. And it reminds me, you guys, because there's been multiple times where I felt like I had ample opportunity to, quote unquote, vindicate myself and, you know, do whatever, you know, what was offered to me, whether it was interviews, whether it was whatever. I've always said no. And the reason being was what I've expressed to you thus far. I'm going to trust God. I'm going to trust God. God is my vindicator. I'm going to trust him. I'm going to trust him. I'm going to trust him. And people can believe what they want to believe. And if the people that are speaking or people that I don't even know couldn't point out in a lineup if I wanted to, the people that know me, I don't say a word because they know exactly what's going on. People that don't know, they just take whatever they hear and they just run around with it like it's the gospel and they should be spreading the gospel, but they rather spread gospel. And that's their own thing that they have to go to bed at night and rectify within themselves. But I have been called to do something different. And that different is hard. that different can make you question a lot of things about what's going on in your world and make you question God and sometimes even angry with God. Because he knows the truth. And yet he allows things to happen. And I had to, as I was sitting there and I was, you know, steaming. I had to remember how, you know, I'm just facing narratives. I'm not facing death. I'm not facing the cross. I'm not facing any of those things. I'm facing words. Words that I can avoid. Words that I can unsee. Words that I can control. I can control my exposure. I'm not facing anything like Jesus faced. Who am I to think, oh, why is this so much? No, it's not that much. Jesus went through worse. And a part of being called, it comes with a tax. There's a price tag to success. There's a price tag to a platform. There's a price tag. That price tag, whether we like it or not, is haters. People will come out the woodwork, say negative things about you, say things that you just surprise yourself that they would do that and blah, blah, blah. But that's what people do. The enemy uses people's innermost thoughts, emotions, feelings, manipulates it to do what he wants them to do versus what God is using you to do. And you have to make a decision. You have to draw a line in the sand. Are you going to be like them? Or are you going to be the way that God's called you to be? That at the end of the day, I'm going to be held responsible for how I conducted myself. I'm going to be held responsible for how I use my platform. I'm going to be held accountable because God gave me this thing. And a lot of people, they use their platforms and they use it to destroy other people. They use it to whatever, write whatever narratives they have. They use it to do evil. You reap what you sow in this life, family, period. You reap what you sow. And what I will tell you is that my God is a vindicator. What I will tell you is vengeance is his. What I will tell you is that there's a God that hits a whole lot harder than me. And so I am going to continue to be faithful. I am going to continue to trust him. I'm going to continue to work in the field that he's called me. I don't care what is said. I don't care how it's said. I'm going to do what God has called me to do. And I will not allow mere mortals to stop me. I will continue to go. And I will tell everybody that's listening to me that is dealing with similar situations where you don't see God and you're wondering what's going on and you're trying your best to be faithful and you're feeling discouraged and you don't understand what exactly God is trying to do, I want to encourage you. Then in the last podcast, I brought up a story that resonates with me today. It's crazy how we can tie two different podcasts together. But in 2 Chronicles 20, where King Jehoshaphat is dealing with three huge problems that he did not see coming, and God did not give him the authority to attack those countries when he had the chance. He did not give him the authority to when he asked them initially, hey, God, do you want me to go through this country and you want me to, you know, annihilate them? And God said no. And he went through the other country. He asked God for permission to annihilate them. God said no. And so he went through the third country and he had the ability and the capacity to annihilate them and to have them under his control, to add them to his kingdom, to add them to his lineage. And he said no. And so now he wakes up on a Tuesday and he finds that there's three huge problems, three huge things, three huge mountains that could have been destroyed a whole other way if God had given them the authority to do so. But he goes to God. I'm sorry, y'all. I'm getting caught up and I'm passionate and I apologize. My words aren't always flowing the way that I want them to. But instead of being angry with God and continuing to be like, well, God, I can't believe this. Now all three of these countries that you told me not to attack when I had the opportunity are now sneaking up behind me and they're threatening to really annihilate us because they are the power. They are in control. They're much bigger than us. They have way more weapons. They have way more people. We have nothing compared to them. This is like a USA versus America. This is a certified gold, baby. They are going to win. They are the superpower. What do I do?
Hey, football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown in the game, but his teammate scores instead. If this happens, BetMGM wants to give you a second chance at the end zone. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scores second instead. That's right. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. With BetMGM's second chance offer, you have a chance to keep the fun going after the first player crosses the goal line. Try a first TD score wager with confidence today. BetMGM, make it legendary. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus only. This specific promotional offer is not available in Mississippi, Pennsylvania, Puerto Rico, or Ontario. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369 for New York. 1-800-NEXT-STEP for Arizona. 1-800-327-5050 for Massachusetts. 1-800-BETS-ALL for Iowa. 1-800-981-0023 for Puerto Rico. Assisted customer offer. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards paid back and unrestricted withdrawable funds. In partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
What do I do, God? You put me in this position. I'm trying to be faithful. I'm trying to do the right thing. And yet I wake up and there's a Tuesday and there's a huge problem that you've allowed to come to my doorstep. And I don't understand why. And I'm trying to understand, wrap my mind around how you want me to respond. And just like King Jahoshaphat said, I do not know what to do, but my eyes are on you. The hills to which cometh my help. Some of y'all are facing a battle that you didn't see coming. You might be after a fast. It might be after, you've been trying to be faithful, trying to do the right thing, and problem just pops up and, like, God, what is going on? I thought I was connected. I thought I was doing the right thing. I thought I was walking the right path. Why am I facing this huge problem? That if I had handled things a different way and didn't walk with the integrity that you asked me to walk with, I might not have this problem. And King Jehoshaphat, after fasting and praying, desperate for God's intervention, God showed up. And King Jehoshaphat didn't even have to fight that battle. God won it without them having to lift up a sword. The three problems, the three countries ended up destroying themselves. In a way that just didn't even, there was no way that that could happen in any other way. Like the way that that situation played out is like wild. It would never happen ever, but God. I've learned that God sometimes creates a bigger problem, a greater story for him to get the glory. And y'all, this morning, like I said, I'm driving, I'm frustrated, I'm sad, I'm upset. I'm thinking about everything that ain't going right, everything that's not necessarily to plan. I'm questioning God on all levels. But then I had to remind myself, who am I without him? He's my hope. He's my salvation. And that if he's called me, he's got me. That opposition is part of the plan. And I think a lot of us try to find the easy way, the comfortable way of living life, where we take less risk, where we're just always comfortable, we're always in control. And that's a very, very small life. That's a very, very little way to live life. A big way to live life is to take risks. A big way to live life is to trust God with how the outcome goes, that what's supposed to happen will happen. And sometimes, guys, it's really, really hard to see God. Just like King Jehoshaphat, it's hard to see God. Hard to see where God's at when all of this is going on. Hard to see God when we see what's happening in our world. It's hard to see God. It's hard to see him. But the enemy's in control of this world. He running this show. If you don't believe me, watch the news. I stopped watching the news years ago because I can't. It's just too much negativity in the world today for me to continue watching it. People have asked me to speak on politics. I'm not going to go there. If I'm being honest, I don't watch enough of the news or keep myself abreast of all these different things that are happening in the world today to have a formulated good opinion or a quality opinion on anyone, on any politician at this point. But the enemy is running the show. And with the enemy running the show, there's things that we have to understand. There's opposition that we're going to have to face. It's part of our call. And to avoid uncomfortable situations, to try to enact our own revenge, to try to vindicate ourselves, whatever that may be, those are very, very superficial and shallow ways to fix a God-like problem. And I believe my story one day, be like, dang, that was God. Like God delivered her. Look at what God did in her life. Look at how her story unfolded. Look at what happened with her. I'm going to be a testimony. I'm going to be something that people say, wow, you know, she had a lot up against her. She had to face X, Y, and the Z. But look at her now. I want to be that type of story. I want somebody to see my life and see that God, the only way that I could have overcame any battle in my life at this point in my journey was God. I want people to see God. A young girl from New Jersey. I done lived in trailer parks. I done been homeless. I done seen. I mean, I remember being in college, living out of my car. I went to grad school. I did everything that I could to get my master's and go through the process. Lord, I'm not even going to get through the rest of my story. That's up, stops at the age of 23. But after that point, y'all, from I don't even want to get into it. My whole point is this. But God, little mixed girl from New Jersey, by way of Atlanta, Georgia, who would have thought? And y'all, I'm not even at the finish line yet. I'm not even halfway near. I'm probably at 20% or 25. Well, no, I'll give myself about 40, 45%. God is going to do some miraculous things. And y'all going to remember this daggone podcast. I'm going to play this podcast one day and be like, wow, I can't believe how my life turned out. There's going to be a glory for this story type of moment. There's going to be, you know, the with the three Hebrew boys and they're thrown into the fiery furnace and they come out with untouched, unscathed, nothing. And everybody's watching. And the people that threw them in there physically passed away. They could not handle the heat that they were threw them into. It's going to be that type of moment. It's going to be like, dang, we saw her thrown into the fiery pit. We saw her thrown into the lion's den. And she came out unscathed. She made friends with the daggone lions. And she was supposed to be destroyed. But God, that's the type of story that you and I can choose to have today. But if you enact your own revenge, if you decide to say, you know what, this really irritated me. And instead of me thinking this thing through, instead of me really processing what God would want me to do in this moment, I'm going to do what I feel. I'm going to do what I want. I'm not going to think about what God would want me to do in this circumstance. I want you to know that you're choosing your own way. That God's way is the best way. And there's times, you guys, where it is confusing. There's times, you guys, where it's heartbreaking. There's times like I had this morning and this afternoon where your stomach is churning and you physically want to throw up. But you have to trust God, even with my knees shaking, even with my hands shaking, even with my eyes turning red. I don't care what the situation is. I'm going to trust God. I done been through too many things in my life. I done chosen my way and I've broken my own heart. But God, there's situations that I thought would play out a different way and people that I thought would be meaningful to my journey in life. And those same people broke my heart and stepped on it in the process. But God, God is my vindicator. He will do what needs to be done. I will trust that. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Family, I know that this was a lot, and I probably won't remember at least 72% of this particular podcast. But one of the things I want you to understand is that your true power lies in your power to make a choice. You can make a choice today. Am I going to choose my way or God's way? And God's way is not easy. That's what I want you to know. God's way is not comfortable. That's what I want you to know. God's way asks for you to have a level of risk and trust and an outcome that you cannot see. You do not know how God is going to make this song play. You do not know where you will end up. You have no idea what will happen on the other side of you trusting God, but you just have faith that however he plays, however he decides to end, for this to end up is the best way. And some of y'all are like, Sam, I can't believe, you know, this is kind of fanciful thinking. This is crazy. I'm going to tell y'all something. The way that I've seen God move in my life, the things that I used to pray for and ask him, it was like my own, just like what I wanted to happen, I kept praying for. And there was times where it didn't happen. And I look back and I'm thankful because God didn't give me what I wanted. It's then I learned that I want things that are not good for me. That in that moment, that might be what I think is best. But when God says no, and I have the opportunity to live and look back 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 years later, I'm like, you know what, God, I see why you delivered me from that. I see why you did it the way you did it. I see why you didn't allow me to get what I wanted to get at the time that I wanted to get it. I see why you waited until this point in my life to give me what you've given me. I see why I didn't understand in that moment. And you saying no broke my heart, but I am a living testimony that God's way. Ooh, Holy Spirit, calm down, Sam. Calm down. God's way is so much greater than ours. What his how he plays it out, what he decides to do with it is it is abundantly above all that you could ever ask, think, or imagine. Everything he said no to, I thank God he said no to it. I thank God he didn't allow it to happen that way. I thank God he made me let it go. I thank God that he delivered me from situations that I wanted to work out so badly. I thank God for it because I look back over my life and I see where I am today, and I would not be half of the woman that I am today if he did not allow me to walk through it. And so who am I? Who am I at this point to be mad at the opposition when I know the God of the universe, when I know the his son that he let die on the cross, face death and did not give up, did not fight back, allowed the song to play, allowed the movie to play all the way to the credits. He didn't defend himself not one time. He trusted God's plan. So that's where your true power lies, family. Your ability to choose. You don't have control over this life. That's an illusion, an expensive one. An expensive one that we spend a lot of money, billions, trillions of dollars investing in this illusion of control. But if you're in control, you're not really living very well. You're always trying to manipulate the outcome, so you're still in control. It's an aspect of living is taking a risk and trusting and hoping and having that excitement and seeing what actually does come from you making a different type of decision. It's faith. It says in the Bible, I think it's John 20, 29, blessed is he who had faith and did not see. Like, blessed is he who had no idea where this road was going to take them, but trusted God anyway. Had no idea where they would end up, but trusted God anyway. Didn't know where the job would lead them, but trusted God anyway. Didn't know who they would marry, but trusted God anyway. Didn't know how the dating process was going to be, but trusted God anyway enough to have standards and not allow the world to determine how they were going to maneuver in the process. Trusting God anyway, that is your choice. Your power is in your ability to choose your expensive illusion of control or trusting that God's plan is greater than anything that you could ever come up with on your own. That's your choice. That's your choice today, family. And I'm sorry for the excitement. I'm sorry for the energy. But God put it on my spirit to share this with you guys today. Thank you for spending your time with us on Love Samantha Lee, the More Than Just Pretty podcast. It's been a privilege to share this space with you where we celebrate being unapologetically ourselves. I hope today's episode has encouraged you to embrace your own unique beauty and the beauty in others. Don't forget to follow us and join our community on social media. Share your journey and insights, and let's continue this conversation. Until next time, remember, real beauty starts with being true to yourself. I love you guys, and I will talk to you guys soon.
Hey, football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown in the game, but his teammate scores instead. If this happens, BetMGM wants to give you a second chance at the end zone. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scores second instead. That's right. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. With BetMGM's second chance offer, you have a chance to keep the fun going after the first player crosses the goal line. Try a first TD score wager with confidence today. BetMGM, make it legendary. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus only. This specific promotional offer is not available in Mississippi, Pennsylvania, Puerto Rico, or Ontario. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369 for New York. 1-800-NEXT-STEP for Arizona. 1-800-327-5050 for Massachusetts. 1-800-BETS-OFF for Iowa. 1-800-981-0023 for Puerto Rico. Existing customer offer. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards paid back and unrestricted withdrawable funds. In partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.